Smith in for Zach Bye. Presumably, ZB will be back tomorrow. Presumably.
See how this weather goes.
Breaking news 10 minutes ago from Adam Schefter.
Uh-oh.
Curtis Samuel, former Washington receiver, commander receiver, he is off the board for a good number, by the way. I mean, I'll just tell you, for Curtis Samuel, good money, because the receiver market, if you'll notice, has not been great this year, the free agent receiver market. Well, he signs a three-year, $24 million deal worth up to 30, including 15 guaranteed with the Buffalo Bills.
Uh-oh. Josh Allen getting another weapon.
Gets another weapon. Other news to pass across. Jaguars giving former 49ers defensive lineman Eric Armstead 3 years, $51 million.
Beefing up. 49ers didn't want to extend him, or they wanted him to rework his contract, and he wasn't willing to do that.
Did you play against Armstead?
I did. Man, Matt, that year, I want to say the 49ers were like 2-something, but they had everybody. They were just hurt. I think that's when Jimmy G got hurt.
I meant in college.
Was he in Oregon? Yeah.
Was he at Oregon when you were here?
Yeah, it was him, and then who was the other
one? DeForest Buckner.
They were on, yeah.
Yeah,
DeForest and
pretty good college defensive line. Yeah,
and then you had Royce Freeman running down the lanes on the offensive side of the ball.
And what was it, LaMichael James the year before? Maybe it was a couple years.
Yeah, because that was a couple years before. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, the other one, Texans running back Joe Mixon. Of course, he was traded from Cincinnati for a 7th rounder. Signs a 3-year, $27 million contract extension, including 13 guaranteed from Houston.
Yeah,
running backs getting paid.
They are. You know, it's starting to show that you do need running backs, especially when it comes to playoff time.
Getting paid. Whack Arnold is tearing this family apart. Is that before your time, KJ? Or you know what I'm talking about?
Everything is before my time. Yeah,
clearly. You know what I'm talking about, right, Phil? I mean, you know the old Chappelle show.
Yeah.
Oh, Browns also signing former Steelers and Seahawks linebacker Devin Bush to a 1-year deal.
Browns stacking up a little bit, man.
That linebacking core took a bunch of injuries last year.
They did.
A bunch of injuries. That makes sense. They're shoring them up. Cowboys re-signing free agent defensive back and special teams player C.J. Goodwin, blah, blah, blah.
Cowboys are like the Denver Broncos right now. They're not making too many moves.
Oh, wow. So Josh Jacobs, former Raiders running back, he's tortured the Broncos for years and years and years. Green Bay Packers, he signed with them. We heard that a few days ago.
Yep.
They've officially signed him. 4-year contract, only 12.5 guaranteed, though. That kind of surprises me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it does to me, because they had a really good running back in Aaron Jones, and they let him go.
Yeah.
And he had a little bit more than what they're giving my boy Josh Jacobs. But yeah, man, I mean, I don't know. He didn't have a good year this year.
A.J. Dillon, also a free agent. So Green Bay completely turning the page there. No Broncos moves of note today. As we mentioned a little earlier, Sam Howell off the board. That's another trade candidate that probably would have fit. If you were looking for a mid-tier quarterback, kind of one of these guys that's been flying off the board, your Darnolds, your Mariotas, the Brissettes, Sam Howell's an interesting one because he's younger and you figure there's some upside there. He was also the most sacked quarterback in the league last year, took a bunch of damage, and I think he threw 21 picks. So it just felt like you could probably get him, probably not a high price tag. Sounds like they're moving on in Washington.
What did they give up for that, a 7th or a 6th?
Actually, Sam Howell fetched a better return than you might anticipate here. I just got to get back to it. Seahawks received a 4th-round pick and a 6th-round pick. Commanders with Sam Howell, and Commanders got a 3rd and a 5th. So essentially, the Commanders got rid of Sam Howell and turned one of their 4s into a 3 and a 6 into a 5.
See, and maybe the Denver Broncos did pick up the phone to see about Sam Howell, but they're not willing to do that.
Not a 4th.
No.
Or not a, you know, a yeah, third. Yeah, yeah, not a 3rd, not a 3rd. That's what Sam Howell basically went for. Okay, so if Howell goes for a 3 and a 5, what does Justin Fields go for?
Oh, Justin is still going to go for like a 2.
You think?
Yeah.
Does somebody end up giving up a 2 for Fields? I don't know.
They're going to want that.
I know that's what they're going to want.
What would they settle for?
It's a good question, and one that we couldn't possibly answer.
Maybe a 3 and a 5.
Feels like they'll probably hold out till maybe at least draft night.
That's a smart move for them.
It's probably the next time when they'll have the most leverage.
They're going to have a lot of attention on them at that time. And you give teams the chance to kind of look at what they do have, and then they go back before that draft and say, you know what, we need to add something else. We need to add that quarterback. We need to add somebody that's going to bring a spark.
There was another piece of news that I thought NFL transactions-wise I thought was really interesting. Okay, so we heard the other day that Will Dissly, former tight end for the Seattle Seahawks, signed with the Chargers, right? Well, was it not Hunter Henry? Hayden Hurst. Hayden Hurst, the other double H name in the NFL.
He was
Hayden
having
Hurst.
Some hard times this year, man. He had a scary moment.
Yeah, because he went from Cincinnati. He was the starting tight end there for a little while, especially on that Super Bowl team, right?
Or
was, because Eifert had faded out by then, so it was Hurst. And then he went to Carolina for a year.
And then he had a situation where he couldn't remember anything.
Oh, that's right.
Year. Yeah,
I remember that. Scary injury.
Yeah.
He didn't play a ton.
No, especially after he couldn't remember who he was.
Well, that'll do it. And so now apparently he's taking a visit with the Chargers, and the plan is that Hayden Hurst will sign with the Chargers, which I thought was fascinating because we had kind of anticipated Brock Bowers and the Chargers being a good fit. That was the first round, really, of this mock draft, you know, cycle that we're going to be on until the draft. Brock Bowers was basically slated to the Chargers at 6th overall, because they have 6, don't they? I mean, I know the sheet
is here
somewhere.
I think it is a 6.
No, they got 5. They got 5.
Oh, they got 5. So well, what if they traded up, moved up, right? The Denver Broncos moved up. Everybody's going to be like, oh, they're going for a quarterback. We don't go for a quarterback. We pick up Brock Bowers.
You're not moving up for Brock Bowers.
I'm just saying, would you be upset?
What are you moving up to get Brock Bowers?
I see, that's the thing. I don't know what somebody would offer for that.
They won't be moving up for anybody other than a quarterback. They don't need to.
Yeah.
They don't need
Next
to.
Next question.
They're, yes, thank you.
No, Sean. I want all the questions.
That's pretty funny. But then, of course, the development in that little saga there with the Chargers and their tight end, it came out, I think it was last week or the week before, that they're targeting a tackle in the draft.
Yeah.
So kind of feels like, follow the actions, they are targeting a tackle in the draft because they just signed 2 free agent or about to sign Hayden Hurst and have already signed Will Dissly. Well, that begs the question, where does Brock Bowers go? Now, maybe somebody does move up and maybe a team will move up for Brock Bowers. I just am not exactly sure if it's going to be Denver because I could see Brock Bowers falling to like 6, 7, being on the board. Then you have some team at like 15. What about Indianapolis? I think they sit at 15.
Indy does need a tight end.
They need a corner too, but they need a tight end. Well, what do they have? Mo Alley-Cox?
Big Mo. I could still see Atlanta picking up Brock Bowers. I mean, they're trying to fill up the offensive side of the ball for old Kurt.
Would you
see what they did, Randall
Moore?
Would
you move up for Brock Bowers if the Broncos? If McCarthy's
like
off the board, let's just say McCarthy's off the board, we're at pick 8 here, and Brock Bowers is sitting there. Are you moving up? If you find out that that some team is going to take Bowers, if you don't move up and get him, are you making that move? Let's say it costs you a 3rd and a 4th this year.
I don't know if I'm willing.
How about a 3rd this year and a 3rd next year? How about that?
I might move up.
And 12
Brock
overall, obviously.
Yeah. Ooh.
Well, of course. You're moving up into the top 10. Yeah, of course.
I probably wouldn't. You said that the tight end classes, you know, there's some talent, you know, on the lower side, the 4th, 5th round. That's what I'm going to go with. I'm not giving up. We don't have enough capital right now, Matt.
If he falls to you, I think you take him.
If he falls. Now,
right.
If he goes to like 12, of course, he's sitting right in front of your face. And then you can come back and still get the Bo Nix or the Michael Penix Jr. later on. Find a way to move up to try to get them, maybe. But I'm not giving up more draft capital. We don't have enough.
I tend to agree with you there. Who's left on the board? Because it sounds like the Broncos are going to bring in a quarterback. Mike Kliss said that a little earlier on our airwaves. I'll read you the options, and you tell me now who's next. Today's youths, the youths of today. Music just ain't the same, bro. And I'm not talking about this. This is included in today's music. This is close enough to be included in today's music, KJ. Agreed or disagreed?
I would agree, especially since I'm an old soul.
Yeah, an old soul. I feel like just like all the jams you used to listen to before the game, they used to be way better than they are now,
it,
no?
It kind of got you going a little bit. Like, you know, for the games, I always like to get hyped up a little bit more.
What was on your pump-up playlist?
Man, I was into the We Ready.
Yeah, a little Archie Ebersole, yeah, of course, you know, yes.
Nuck if you buck.
Nuck if you buck, yeah.
Yeah, you know, things like that, you know, now.
Speaking of Nuck if you buck.
Uh-huh.
There is a spinoff, you know, Sonic the Hedgehog. I'm sure you watched it with your son at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So I think they're doing the spinoff of Knuckles, the character, but they had that song incorporated in the trailer for the new Paramount Plus show. It was low key an amazing usage of Duck If You Buck. Did you see that, KJ? Did you see the trailer? You gotta watch it. It's really cute.
I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, you should check it out. Yeah, no. Duck If You Buck, Archie. Hey, okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah, a lot of T.I. for me.
T.I., you like T.I.?
Yeah, for sure. All yeah, right. Dirty South. You know T.I. is a stand-up comedian now?
Is he?
Well, at least he performs this one. He goes all around. I don't know how funny his stuff is. I'd love to see T.I. I just don't know if he'd be.
See, I'm more of a Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you know, like a real stand-up comedian? Yes, of course.
Dave Chappelle.
I saw him one time, though.
Did you?
Very underwhelming.
For real?
Well, it was, I saw him on 421.
Oh, okay.
Not the day before. I saw him the day after. So, you'd imagine. You'd imagine. Probably not bringing it with both barrels that night.
You know, he wasn't at his best.
If you pick up what I'm saying. Because I think the night before was like Snoop Dogg at Red Rocks, and he was there, and, you know. Hanging out with those guys, you'll go pretty hard in the paint. Hey, all right, Broncos and a quarterback. Mike Kliss joined Stoke and Dover a little earlier, and we're going to talk to Mike tomorrow, I think. I'm pretty sure Mike's on the docket for us tomorrow. I'm looking forward to chatting with our Broncos 9 News insider. But he did mention to them that he still expects them at some point to bring in a quarterback, at least to compete with Jarrett Stidham, some sort of veteran.
I'm going to be an owl right now. Who?
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 Who? Who? Well, there's not many left. As far as the free agent quarterbacks, we're down to about Garoppolo, Tannehill. I mean, let me just pull up any of these other bargain basement options, because apparently Kliss came out with a piece today saying that they had thoughts about Mason Rudolph, but
he's gone.
He's gone. He went to Tennessee, right? Tennessee's building around Mason Rudolph. No, he's gone and he went to Tennessee. But I think they just looked at Rudolph and went, I mean, what's the difference? Stidham is essentially Mason Rudolph. And that's basically what we're down to as far as the decision-making goes for the Broncos. Tannehill? Kliss said Tannehill wants something in the neighborhood of $10 million.
Come on, Tan. Why? He hasn't done anything.
Just trying to get it back. Just trying to get it back.
Yes, he's a quarterback. I mean, he's looking at Sam Darnold. Like, hey.
If Sam Darnold can do it, I've actually been in the playoffs in this league. although I'll say with Tannehill, that's probably a guy that wants 10 and might have to settle for less.
Oh, yeah. He's going to settle for less.
But for Tannehill, what's the rush to find a team right now?
There's no rush. Nothing's going on but the snow.
It is coming out a little bit harder here down in DTC. I was reading the forecast for tonight. It says overnight projections about 3 to 7 inches of accumulation. So sounds like we're in for another little snow event here tonight and then continuing into tomorrow where it should stop.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully. And again, it's all about the temperature, right? When does it get down below freezing? It sounds like it might be a little bit cooler tonight. So maybe the roads get a little bit worse. Hopefully not. And shout out to everybody working on the roads, doing snow removal, CDOT out there, making sure everybody's safe.
Hard work.
Seriously, man, those are the folks. Or anybody that got up early to, you know, to go work a shift at McDonald's or something like that. Or you never know. We appreciate everybody out there tuning in and join in on the RamosLaw.com text line. Okay, so Jimmy G, Tannehill. I mean, say either one of those guys do anything for you. Jimmy G can't play the first two games of the year because of the steroid suspension.
Yeah, I don't see why you would bring him in, because even if he wins that job for Stidham, he's not going to be able to play. So then what are you going to do, keep three quarterbacks? Because we're still assuming that they're going to draft one.
Hide your mom, Zach Wilson. Hide her friends, too.
I've asked you. You don't like that one. You don't like that option.
Would you trade for Zach Wilson?
I mean, I guess it's not going to hurt at this time.
You just lose a draft pick.
Seventh round draft pick for somebody like Zach Wilson that was a first round draft pick. Ain't that crazy?
No, because he's not very good. So. Although he did beat the Broncos this year.
Yeah, yes.
He did. And Nathaniel Hackett helped him out a little bit there.
Well, you still got Justin Fields sitting out there.
What do you think?
You know I like me some Justin Fields.
I know you like you some Justin Fields, but again, I say you're going to have to pay him $25 million next year.
You are.
And you'll probably, and then the year after that, and that's assuming you pick up his fifth-year option. I guess you could always negotiate more of a long-term deal, but I would be stunned if they really wanted to do that.
So if they got him, they don't have to pick his option up if they don't want to.
Correct? No, it would just be a free agent. It just means you've sacrificed draft picks this year. And you just told me the Bears want a second. So if it's not a second, maybe they move down to like a third and a fourth. Third. Not just a third. I think you need, if Sam Howell, right, you did a bit of a pick swap and traded a 3 and a 5 for Washington's 4 and a 6, I'm guessing it's a 3 and a 4 for Fields.
If they go and get Justin Fields, then that means that Sean believes in him. So then they would probably be willing to give up a 3rd and a 4th.
Agreed.
You know?
Agreed.
So we're going to have to watch that because it could happen.
I know the
Bears. It could. I know you're a Bears fan. Well, or you know a lot about the Bears.
I was just going to say that the company line out of Chicago right now is they're waiting to figure out what quarterback that they want.
Yeah.
And they're not shopping Justin Fields. Again, I think a GM telling a reporter that they're not actively shopping doesn't mean that they're not actively listening. So if you call an offer, I'm sure they've listened plenty on Justin Fields. None of those names really, like, again, are you keeping 3 quarterbacks this year? What is the downside? Just talk to me real quick.
Yeah.
What's the downside of Jarrett Stidham and a rookie? And DiNucci, you know, on call on alert 5.
Truly, there's not no downside because you're rebuilding, Matt. You're rebuilding. I guess for me, it's like I'm a player and I want to win. And if I'm going there, I want the best quarterback for me at that time. If it's the rookie that beats out Stidham, cool. I just want to win games. And I know the downside would be for a lot of these players are we're going to a team that's not going to win a lot. And maybe that is why they're not getting some of the people that they want.
I don't know how many of these guys they really wanted. I know they were in with Darnold.
Yeah.
I'm sure they listened or at least probed the market on everybody else. But as far as overly committing to one of these guys, I know they were with Darnold. I know they were.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing the price tag got too high. And Kliss did mention to Stoke and Dover that from the outside looking in, the rest of the NFL is still scratching their head with the Russell Wilson situation. And they don't think that Denver's ducks are in a row right now. I don't know. I think I would argue that their ducks are more in a row now because they're sticking to a plan and vision than they probably have been in a while.
And you know what?
Since you first traded for Russ.
Yeah, as long as you have a plan, we're going in some direction. I don't know if it's the right direction, but you have to have a starting point. And their starting point was get rid of Russ. All right, now it's like who you have at quarterback. You're drafting that quarterback, so you want to see him play at some point. So I guess there's no downside to just keeping Jarrett Stidham. I'm just not a Jarrett Stidham fan. I don't think that he's going to bring us any wins. Do the Denver Broncos want to win? I don't know. They're trying to get draft capital. They're trying to get lower in the draft. To me, it's just like bring somebody in to compete with Jarrett Stidham. I'm trying to have Hard Knocks come to the Denver Broncos, man.
I'll tell you why you might actually really want a veteran in here, and I'll do that next.
I'm wide awake. Yeah, I was in the dark. I was falling hard.
Put out any new music in a while, has she?
You're a big Katy Perry fan? I like Katy Perry,
me
man.
Me too.
She's on American Idol.
That's right.
It might be her last time doing this, I think, this year.
You can only do that so many times.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, even Blake Shelton's done with The Voice now. Matt Smith in for Zach Bye, Phil Lindsay. You talk about American Idol much with Zach?
Not as much, man.
No?
Actually, in our household, we have bets on American Idol.
Do you?
Yeah, we do like draft picks. My family and my wife's family.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. You know, I like Idol. Picks. Idol's great.
It's just
the same thing, at least.
You know, exactly. Yeah. Like sometimes it's the same thing every year, so sometimes you can get bored of it. Well, I can't.
With this new iteration of Lionel and Luke Bryan and Katy Perry, the first few seasons were really good once they brought it back. But yeah, I agree with you. It's kind of gotten a little bit stale for sure. Hey, by the way, you know what's not stale? That is the NCAA tournament. We're about to dust that bad boy off and get cranking here. Selection Sunday this week. Good news for you. You want to win $5,000? You got a chance to. DenverSports.com/hoops. Sign up for our Sport Clips 5K Bracket Challenge. Again, the last day you can sign up for our Bracket Challenge. Compete against the likes of Phil, the likes of me. You could dummy Phil. That's all I'll tell you. Again, Phil's going to have like 4 8 seeds in the final four at least. Maybe an 11 or a 12 in there. And maybe even
it's
the Buffs.
It's the year of upset.
You know Phil's going to have the Buffs going all the way. Again, Thursday,
man.
The last day to enter. That is March 21st. DenverSports.com/hoops. CU and CSU, they get going here in a couple of hours. CSU taking on Nevada. Not Nevada. We learned that today. Nevada. And then CU taking on Utah.
The Utes.
The rivalry that never was. That's a late one. What time is Drew sitting next to you, KJ? I don't even know. What time is that game tonight? It's like 9:30.
Looking out the window.
Yeah, it's
sad
nine.
Sad puppy dog.
You know that CU game tips off at 9:30 tonight.
It's 9:30.
9:30.
So what is that in Vegas?
8:30.
8:30, okay.
Yeah. Oh, man, I wish. I woke up today because today would
be. Some withdrawals.
Yeah, I did a little bit. I love, going to Vegas is a blast, but going to Vegas when you have something to do.
For sure.
That's
not just
the key.
Spend money, lose all the money that you have, but you go there and you have fun. So, yeah, I see. I've never got to have that experience like you, Matt, where you get to go to Vegas and enjoy a basketball game.
You never had that experience. We need to get you out. Although the Big 12 tournament just came out with, and I want to get into some kind of lighter things here. The Big 12 tournament just came out that they're staying in Kansas City at the Sprint Center for the Big 12 tournament. Like why? What's the point of that?
No, for sure. Go have some fun. Go somewhere where it's exotic.
Vegas is the best. There were some other things that caught my eye today. I kind of wanted to run by you. So I don't know if you saw this story from a couple of weeks ago. Shohei Ohtani, right?
Yeah.
He is best baseball player to ever take the diamond. Okay, my opinion, at least talent wise.
Crazy.
Maybe not longevity wise. Clearly, but I don't know if you saw this. You saw that it was reported that he got married, but in secret. Did you see this?
I did not see.
So he got married, and it was like a press release. And essentially, through a translator, what he said is, I got married to a normal Japanese woman.
Okay. All right.
I was like, oh. Shohei got married.
So did he get married? He must have went back. Like, Japanese or Japan?
Who knows? We don't know what happened. He just said that he was married to a normal Japanese woman. That's what happened. And then today, the sleuths, the online sleuths, of which there are many, I imagine probably the same ones who are trying to find out where Kate Middleton is. Those online sleuths figured it out. They figured it out. And I'll just tell you this. We might be screwed here in about 20 years. We might have another monster from Japan headed our way. Because Shohei's wife is Japanese basketball player Mamiko Tanaka.
Uh-oh.
She's a big, you know about her? I mean, you're all into the women's basketball, KJ. So I imagine, what is Mamiko averaging this year?
I couldn't tell you.
What are her per 40s, KJ? Hey,
man, let me tell you. She is averaging 38 points a game,
what?
15 assists, and 12 rebounds and 5 steals.
She can ball, too. I saw her highlight tape. She can ball. So now Shohei Ohtani is married to a Japanese female basketball player. We have the makings here of a genetic super being, Phil. That's what's happening. The offspring here.
That's,
I mean, what are we talking about? This kid's going to be hitting 500-foot bombs, throwing 150 miles an hour, jumping, what, Drew, 50-inch vert?
At least.
55?
Yeah, yeah.
What sport?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Oh, he's going to be like, if it's a boy, he'll probably...
It's got to be baseball, right?
Yeah, he's going to be
baseball.
Because Japan, right?
Yeah.
But
she's tall, too. Did you see the picture of those two side by side?
Oh, she's that's,
I mean,
what
Shohei's got to be, what, like 6'5"? 6'4", 6'5"?
Their future children have hit the genetic lottery.
Yeah, they really have.
They have. So... Mark your calendars.
How tall is Ohtani?
6'4".
I think he's like 6'4".
Maybe he's like
6'3" like
without cleats or something like that. He's a big dude.
Yeah, but she's ever seen him?
I've never got to see him in person. Now, he's going to be coming here to the Colorado Rockies here soon.
Too often. Yeah, too often.
That's
now.
When they're going to have everybody sitting there. The fans are going to be all out there. It's going to be sold out. And did you know that the Colorado Rockies are bringing vegan food to the venue?
Oh!
Am I right, Drew?
Vegan,
you're right.
Yeah,
vegan
here
food, baby.
How does
that's
that mix it with the beverages?
Biggest off-season signing of the year. Vegan food at Coors.
They're probably gonna have vegan beer.
Wow, KJ, real mature, KJ, real mature. Is that what vegan food does to you? Is that what you're trying to say?
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know. Where did you hear that?
It was something. It was once we had a segment on it.
Yeah, right? There was a story about it maybe like a week ago we saw. I don't know.
Well, good. I mean, look.
Yeah. There was a vegan menu.
I'll just say this. In Colorado, you better have that option. I mean, you better have that option. If your biggest draw is, you know, the ballpark itself, then concessions better have a full menu. Better look like the Cheesecake Factory down there at Coors Field. We got a little bit of everything.
That is one good thing they do at Coors, is they do have good concessions there.
The
food is pretty good.
If the food was
better. Well,
we can't say the same for Ball Arena.
You're right.
Ball Arena, they said.
Take a shot at Ball Arena.
I'm just saying, they said at Ball Arena, that's probably one of the worst foods. That has the offer.
Who's they say?
There was a survey.
Was there a survey?
Yeah, there was a survey done on it. I think Ball Arena finished either last or second to last as far as concessions. It was like an NBA survey that they did.
I'll say their popcorn. That's got to be one of the worst.
Their popcorn, huh?
At least the media.
Zach, how good the chicken tenders are.
Zach,
I know.
But they're not that good.
First off,
Matt, don't upset Rachel talking about the popcorn, all right?
Rachel would eat cardboard if it looked like popcorn. Don't worry. She's got a vice with popcorn. The point is here, with Zach, you have to understand and consider the state that Zach's in when he's eating these chicken fingers. Anything would be good at that point. I've been there. I've seen it. Have you heard the story yet? How he handed a random stranger half his burger during the Avs Cup run. When he comes back, you'll ask him about it.
Okay,
Matt Smith in for Zach Bye, Phil Lindsay alongside. We're getting back to the Avs, to the Nuggets. That's all next. And coming up on The Drive, it's Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.
Busta had a parking lot on Smash. Plus, I got a Chevy with a 454 in this little world. Got 125 on the dash.
T-Pain. Whatever happened to my dog? You know, everybody loved to tear him down.
Yeah, why is that?
Because he used auto-tune. And then you know what all these kids are doing now? Everything is auto-tune now. But that's the godfather of auto-tune.
Put
some respect on his name.
But he can honestly sing. Now, I'm not saying he's the greatest singer, but he's been on the... What's it where they put the mascots on and they're singing?
Mask singer, yeah.
Yeah, you know, he's done some good things.
He even did a cover of Tennessee Whiskey. Kisner's still in the house. You heard that one? Did you hear T-Pain's cover of Tennessee Whiskey? That was really good.
Good job.
Yeah, I thought so too. Love T-Pain. Can never go wrong with little T-Pain. A few texts I want to get to on the RamosLaw.com text line. Hope everybody's driving safe. Looking like down here in DTC, snowing. Snow is starting to get a little heavier. Noah, you know. Again, Drew, what's NOAA, National Oceanic? Atmospheric.
Administration.
Administration, you know, the government. The government says that we're supposed to get 3 to 7 inches of snow overnight as it continues on tonight.
But also, again, was it NOAA or was it the National Weather Service?
I said NOAA.
I know.
NOAA.gov.
Yeah, I don't think
that's why I spelled it out like that.
I don't think it's NOAA, buddy.
NOAA? Phil, what am I looking at right here? National Weather Service, National Oceanic. I don't know, Drew worked. Whatever, Drew. We did this yesterday, and I was wrong yesterday. Why are you trying to drag me down in the mud again?
Listen, we're all about accuracy here on the show, right?
Very accurate.
Yeah.
Which Drew was accurate about. With the snow.
No, he wasn't accurate.
And Matt didn't want to listen.
He told me 45 inches of snow, and I got up this morning, and I was able to get the truck out. So what's the problem?
Uh-huh.
What's the problem here? The downside to Jarrett Stidham, says one texter, as the Denver Broncos starting quarterback, is a fan revolt. I don't think so. I really don't think so. I mean, you didn't revolt the last 8 years. You didn't revolt when they were starting Brett Rippon.
Yeah.
You didn't revolt when, you know, they were starting Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Lock and, you know, Blake Bortles was here. You didn't revolt when Phil Lindsay had to make an emergency start.
I was so mad waking up that day.
Were you?
Man.
You were pissed off, huh?
Oh, I mean, think about it.
How irresponsible those guys were? Is that why?
Well, you know what's funny is all of them were doing it. And they decided to make a joke out of us because I don't think we were winning, right? And so they were like, let's make a joke out of the Denver Broncos.
An example.
Exactly.
Not a joke.
Well, a little bit of both.
They made an example.
Right? And that day I get a call and say, hey, Phil, you're going to have to be the quarterback. And I'm like,
when did you get that call?
Truly, we got done with practice. I was going home. It was Friday, right?
You got that call on Friday?
Friday night. We were done with practice. I was at home eating, messing with my son. Get a call from my running back coach. So I'm like, all right, something must be up. Either getting traded or something, right?
So what week was it? Like week 10-ish?
Yeah, it was like week, I want to say 8.
Maybe
9.
Something like that. Yeah, okay.
And he said, hey, we're going to need you to come down because you're going to have to play quarterback. And I'm thinking he's playing. Coach, stop joking.
This is Ashton Kutcher.
Again,
punked there.
No, we had to have the NFL let us have a practice at night at 9 o'clock to go through what we were going to do. It was me, Royce Freeman. They let Melly Mel stay at running back, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, man.
And Kendall.
And Kendall. Kendall was the one that was going to – he just got there
mm-hmm.
that week.
Yeah.
Practice squad.
I remember. It was a gong show.
We're going to let Kendall throw.
It was a gong show.
Coach, let me throw.
How many plays did you have?
I played
– No. How many plays did they prepare you for?
Oh, I had a wristband about 20.
No
swear.
Way.
And I had passes on there. We just didn't get to it. I ended up getting hurt. Ended up messing my MCL up.
You throw a little
I
bit?
I throw a little bit. I'm left-handed.
Oh,
sling
God.
That rock.
Oh, God. Well, now I know why Kendall came in. Left-handed Phil Lindsay coming in here throwing southpaw, throwing sidewinders across the field.
Let me throw a bomb. Okay.
Let me throw a bomb. How far do you think you can throw a football?
At least 40 yards.
At least 40
yards. At least 40. I mean, look,
yeah.
You
no,
have someone like
you.
Cortland Sutton sitting right there mossing people.
I can throw a ball 40
throwing
yards.
Throwing them up.
I believe you can throw a ball 40 yards, for sure. I believe that. I don't know how accurate you might be. We might have to see during the next break. How about this texter? 37 inches of snow, 12 miles out of Golden. Can you tell XL to get our bleeping power back on? Great show. Cheers, fellas. Thanks for listening. Sorry your power's not on.
Yeah,
sitting there by
fair.
Candlelight listening to 104.3 The Fan. We do appreciate it, though. UPS is out here. I don't see, you know, other companies. I'm sure they're out there, too. But
For UPS, I seen a couple of them working hard, you know, coming down here as I was coming down to work. So there's some hard-working UPS truck drivers.
What can Brown do for you? They can deliver packages in the snow. That's what they can do. Someone else says it's just raining in Greeley. Well, you're lucky. Consider yourself lucky up there. No question about it. Phil's on that Colorado good-thinking Penix and Knicks are still going to be there in the second round. Teams are beginning to artificially inflate the value of these quarterbacks to see which teams panic. You on that good-good? Oh, Colorado good-good?
So who does he want?
This guy thinks that Michael Penix is going to be a first-round draft pick. Maybe he'll be a late first-rounder.
I like Michael Penix. I truly think that he's going to be a dark horse in the draft. If he doesn't go in the first round, somebody's going to get him from the second, and it's going to work out.
Little task behind the scenes, if you guys have a second. Most quarterbacks ever to be taken in the first round of a draft. I'm curious, because if Michael Penix goes, that means presumably Bo Nix will already have been off the board.
You think Bo Nix is going before Penix? No.
Yeah, probably. I mean, let's just look at NFL mock draft database right now. And I told you yesterday, we looked there. And consensus was Penix in the second round.
I'm interested to see who's going to Michael Penix pro day. Who's all going to be there? Who's going to all attend?
He already threw, didn't he?
Maybe not.
Maybe he hasn't thrown yet. I can't exactly
remember. Bo Nix is the only one.
Yeah, and then add another task. You can look at when Washington's pro day is, if you guys don't mind. We love you boys behind the glass there. All right, so here's another one I thought was interesting. My gut says Tannehill is the guy they bring in.
I don't like it, man. That's not moving the needle.
Well, nothing's going to move the needle, Phil.
Look, Matt, I still want to
move
win,
the needle,
man. I
start
still
knitting. Okay.
That's the only way you're moving the needle
in Broncos country.
I have the answer to the quarterback question most drafted in the first round.
Okay.
It was 1983.
Mm.
The correct answer is six.
Ooh.
Six. So that's what we're talking about right now. So if you think to Texter's point, who thinks that Phil is crazy to think that Penix could be, it's happened before, but that texter's more crazy than you are, I'll just say.
I hope Penix is going in the first round. I hope he does go in the first round, man. I truly think that he is first-round talent, and because of his injury history, now he's getting dropped down, or because he's skinny. I never heard of that. If you're good, you're good, man.
You've never heard of a player's draft stock being affected by their physical stature?
Yeah, I've never heard of a player being
Why didn't you
put
get drafted,
down.
My dog?
But that's the thing. I didn't get drafted. Just hold mirror on the wall.
Well,
look at guess what?
Who's the shortest undrafted
guess
of
what?
Them all?
Guess what? At the end of the day, I end up producing more than all the ones that got drafted.
No questions. It's the size of the fight and the dog, not the size of the dog and the fight.
So you're willing to give up somebody that can help you win games or that is really, really good because of how they look? Like, we're playing football here, not a beauty contest. That's the issue right now. That's the problem with the scouts.
You're spot on. But Jaleel was in the same boat.
Well, see, that's the thing.
Jaleel had the most yards any running back has ever had in NCAA history, and he went undrafted.
Yeah, shame on those scouts. You're paying scouts to sit there and do a job. Go and find those dark horses, right? Go and find those diamonds in the rough. But they're lazy. They want to go for what looks good, right?
Mm-hmm.
What looks good? What everybody wants instead of going for what's going to help us win games. Jaleel's a dog, man.
Everybody wants that big dude who can run like the wind.
Let's ask that question. about Jahlil, and does what, he does he question? Have the opportunity? Should he have the opportunity to take the starting reign?
He did at the end of the year, basically.
Be the starting running back at the beginning of the year.
I think everybody's got, it's an open competition in camp, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm.
Did Javonte do anything last year that would cement him being number one? Like, you'd be crazy not to have Javonte number one.
I think that a lot of people are going to go off of he wasn't, like, all the way fully healthy.
True.
So they're going to say that, like, they're going to give him that opportunity. And he got drafted in the second round. Okay? That's George's guy if George is still there. So there's a lot of political things that go on with that situation.
No question.
I think that Jahlil should be the starter if he wins it out this year.
I mean, Javonte goes into training camp as your starting running back.
Mm.
But you can beat him out in camp.
You can.
I mean, look,
if they let you.
If they let you. That's a really good point because it's not always up to you, that's for sure. I said before the break, and we teased it into this segment, why the Broncos still might need a veteran in-house at the quarterback position, because Kliss came on with Dover and Stoke a little bit earlier today, and we'll talk to Mike himself tomorrow on our show, or you and Zach will. We'll see what happens with Zach. Point is, and if I'm not here, ask him. You know, look, the reason you still might bring a veteran quarterback in here is because if the pieces don't fall your way in the draft, you probably do need a break glass in case of emergency, because you don't want to head into the year with Stidham and DiNucci. So if something happens and you end up not taking a quarterback in the draft this year, I don't think that's what's going to end up happening, but let's just say it does. Well, now you do need somebody that Stidham can compete with that job
with.
Because DiNucci's not competing for the starting job. He's a camp arm, certainly, and maybe a practice squad guy.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. They're going to have to pick up another quarterback. But for me, they're picking up another quarterback to compete with Jarrett Stidham, but also somebody that will come in and help out the young rookie quarterback, because they will draft a quarterback. I'm hoping in the first round. I'm hoping that they either move up or they stay at 12 to get their quarterback. But get a quarterback in there that understands that. Like a Marcus Mariota understands that he's not going to be the starting quarterback for long, but he's also there to help out that young quarterback, whoever they take, Daniels or whoever the case may be, that he can kind of learn from and become a pro's pro. That's why you have someone like that. I don't see Jarrett Stidham being that guy that you can look up to and say he's gonna teach this young man the ropes.
Couple of names that were thrown out on the text line that I haven't really heard addressed much that are on the free agent market. Curious to get your take. Carson Wentz.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, I guess he could be one that comes in. He came in at the end of the year with the Rams, right? Ended up being the backup quarterback for Matthew Stafford.
Started the last game of the year for
LA.
Won.
And he did win. That wouldn't be a bad quarterback to compete with Jarrett Stidham.
Tyler Huntley?
Snoop? Yeah, nah. I'm not. He doesn't fit the mold. Tyler Huntley needs to figure a way to go back with the Ravens, man. He fits that mold.
Well, they just signed Josh Johnson. I don't know if they're going back down the Tyler Huntley road, although maybe they'll wait him out and see if he gets offers. Yeah. How about Trevor Siemian?
Oh, boy. I feel like I'm talking to Zach. That's Zach's boy.
Does Zach want Trevor here?
Well, Zach likes Trevor, but I don't think he cares for him to be back. He's a bridge quarterback. He's going to be somewhere. I'd rather have Carson Wentz than Trevor Siemian.
Here's a name that I have not heard actually at all mentioned whatsoever in this conversation, and I just need to understand what his contract situation looks like. Okay, he's under contract, base salary $5 million. Well, his cap hit is significant, so maybe that's why he's still there. And I imagine he'll still be there because Desmond Ridder just got traded away to Arizona today for Arizona wide receiver Rondale Moore. We heard about that one, former University of Cincinnati quarterback, which, good for them. I'm not exactly sure what it says to Kyler Murray, but I guess if you're Arizona, who really cares what he thinks? At this stage, who really cares what he thinks? But Taylor Heinicke was a name that I thought was interesting.
Taylor Heinicke. How much does he have left on his contract?
He'll be the backup in Atlanta this year, so it really doesn't matter.
Okay.
It really doesn't matter.
That's
he'll
a
back
good
up
fit
Kirk
in Atlanta,
Cousins.
Too. Yeah, that's
no
that's
question.
A good fit, so.
No question. Okay, so the other names on the board, Blaine Gabbert.
Mm. No.
Matt Barkley. Mm. Brian Hoyer. Mm. Josh Dobbs. No. Convince Teddy Bridgewater to come out of retirement and stop coaching high school football and come back to the Broncos.
What about Case Keenum?
He's in Houston. He's C.J. Stroud's backup. They're not getting rid of him. He started a couple of games for them
this
year.
And they still have Davis Mills sitting right there.
Now, that's an interesting name.
You know?
That is a really interesting name. That is a really interesting name. I wonder. I'd be fine. If out of all those guys, there's a guy. But again, look at Stidham, look at Mills. How much different is that guy?
So I was with Mills in Houston.
I like Davis Mills.
Did you?
I didn't think he was a baller in college. Like, I was stunned that he was able to come out and be that player.
Like he did, right?
100%.
I think all of us were. You know, when we got there, Tyrod Taylor was a starter in Houston. And Tyrod got hurt when he busted for a 40-yard touchdown against the Browns. Pulled his hamstring at the one-yard line, right?
Right, yeah.
And then Davis Mills got his show, which that's what they wanted. They didn't want Tyrod to be the starter the whole time. They wanted Davis Mills to come along. Smart kid. Pocket passer, doesn't run well, but listens to what's coached and just does something like Sean probably would want, right? Someone to be in the pocket.
Yeah.
But with that being said, everybody was upset because Tyrod helped us win a couple games at the beginning. Tyrod gets hurt. Then we come with David Mills, and it just seemed like we were going to tank.
At the end of the year, they actually ended up playing really well that season Davis Mills. Although, I'll just say, there's no reason. He's basically Jarrett Stidham, so... But interesting thought. That name hasn't been brought up before. If you were going to go for any one of those guys, that would be an intriguing option. Look, he leads the league in neck length. He's got the biggest neck I've ever seen.
Does.
Guy's basically a giraffe.